We're all just chilling on the bed. This is Jared's like first time really talking to her. We're all just hanging out on the bed, just having normal conversation. Like, and then Jared just like lets one rip on accident.
I don't think it was like a let one rip. I think it was just like I was trying to like control it.
But in that moment, what was your thought?
I wanted to myself. What are you talking about? What was my thought? I just like, it was one of those where you like, I guess you try to like fart inside your body. Do you know what I'm talking about? You like reverse osmosis this fart in your intestines.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. But
okay. I think I got to chill out on using that like garlic jalapeno powder seasoning or whatever. Cause ever since I introduced that into my diet, it's been rough for my stomach.
Poop.
I guess number and more. Three. And more.
What?
One not, and two combined.
You poop? Not exactly that, but
you peep.
Yeah, dude, it's like Easter down there.
Ew.
It's a joke, guys. God damn.
He's risen.
Zach, I feel like it's been a long time since we've done
a podcast. We're not starting yet, man.
Why?
I hate when he turns into his podcast voice.
Just for the beginning.
We'll be hanging out like, yo, what's good? What's good? Hey, how we feeling? How we feeling? And then he'll go. Well, Zach, it is so nice to see you here today. Act like who you are.
Well, who I am normally is like, I'm usually really, I feel like I have a very mellow voice when I'm not on the podcast.
The word is nasally.
That's disrespectful. Okay, you know.
I only do this because Alyssa laughs at me.
You know I can't breathe out of my nose. It's stuffed up. And so I sound like this. Okay.
You do sound like that.
Yeah, I know I sound like that.
What?
Because my nasal cavities are clogged.
Well, I'm trying to bully you into getting a
rhinoplasty.
So you can breathe again.
Why don't you bully me into doing that?
Because you can breathe. Mine is medical. Yours is cosmetic.
Mine and could be medical too.
I don't think you need a nose job.
Maybe I need a hand job though. Can we hit some intro music?
Oh, this is going to be the first one with the new intro.
Hope you guys like that new intro. We paid money for it.
We did pay money for it. Let us know if we should have or if we should get a refund.
That was nice.
No, I really like it, but people hate change. And so I'm worried about the backlash we might face. Although people did like the Polaroid little still that I put in at the end of Ashley Gavin's episode.
People like Caitlyn
Jenner? Is that the comparison you're trying to make here?
You said people hate change. It's just not adding up.
Well, I feel like there are a certain amount of people that do hate change.
If you hate change, you just don't like being outside of your comfort zone.
Coming from a girl that doesn't like to go outside because she's scared of the sun.
That's not true.
But I hear you, buddy.
No, you I'm are scared of the up, dark.
You are straight sun. Up Nick Swartz's character from the Benchwarmers. Yeah. Huh? I thought we watched that movie together.
Yeah, but the Benchwarmers is... I'm the, on the Benchwarmers?
No, the guy that's afraid of the sun and the... It doesn't matter. You're that, afraid of the dark?
I'm not afraid of the sun. But yes, I have two nightlights in my room because I'm afraid of the dark and I keep my TV on.
There was a debate the other day. They were talking about, should we take away guns from America? And then she's like, you know, it's more scary talking to other human beings. Everyone should just be mute. And I was like, really? Wow. Bold take. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
I hurt a woman this week.
What?
Physically or mentally?
Or emotionally? Or does that fall under
mentally? I think emotionally, and I'm very serious. We were in a dating video. Jared and-
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is actually kind of sad.
I felt really bad, and I still feel really bad. Jared and I were in a blind dating video where, was it seven girls are behind a curtain, and I can't see them, and I ask them questions, and I eliminate one after each set of questions as who I want to go on a date with. And
it was one of David Alvarez's videos, so that'll come out soon.
But. And Jared is kind of my wingman. We talk about like what girl I like, what girl I don't like. And one of the questions, so we're going down the line. So David brings me into the videos to bring humor. I'm supposed to be joking around. He wants a lighthearted video.
Of course, it's all for laughs.
It's all for laughs. And I tend to push the line. That's why, you know, people have me in their videos is, you know, I say stuff with.
You bring the shock factor.
I bring the shock factor, but I've always got good intention. I want everybody, you know, to not feel bad about themselves or whatever it is. But so one of my questions was, I asked the ladies, if you found out I was sleeping with your mother, who would you cheat on me with to get back at me?
Which that alone is just a wild question.
Well, it's, I just think of a funnier, it's just a funnier way of saying who's your celebrity crush. So I'm going down, the line. They're like, I'd sleep with Jason Momoa or whatever they're saying. And then we get to one girl and she says, well, joke's on you. My mom's dead or something like that. Right.
Yeah. Something to that effect.
Well, she was kind of joking about it. So I joked back. And I said, well, then I'm trying to go deeper than in you than they buried your mom. I'm trying to go.
There's the shock factor.
I'm trying, instead of 6 feet, I'm trying to go 6 inches. I think what I said, because I thought she was joking about it. And then
I was like, oh, this is really dark. And I said it like laughing or whatever. She's like, no, dark humor is fine. This is how I deal with it. Right. So she set it up.
So I thought the floodgates were open for, you know, joking about the deceased mom. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, it made her feel like she liked joking about it. And she's like, no, my mom wasn't buried. She was actually cremated. And I said, okay, in that instance, then I'll put her in my Keurig and drink her as my morning coffee.
Oh God. Which that is just such a dark image. Dark, I know, but
she was like, I like dark humor. So I thought, yeah. Oh, okay, we're going to, you know, we'll make light of the situation. Humor makes people laugh. And, when it comes to, I have to eliminate someone after that question, she just...
Well, so David, he goes, you have to, we conjecture whatever, we talk to each other and we pick one girl, and then David surprises us and he goes, you have to pick two girls. And so we're like, oh hell, who are we going to get rid of?
So I get rid of one girl, and then the girl that I made the jokes with, she was like, I can't do this. And
she goes, this isn't for me.
This isn't for me. And then she comes up to me, like shakes my hand and leaves. And I joke around. I was like, don't worry, I was going to vote you off anyway. Because honestly, I thought that David had told her beforehand, hey, in the middle, just leave and see how he reacts.
Yeah.
Like, which is something like kick yourself out. Yeah. So I was like, oh, she's kicking herself out to make it look like she doesn't want to be here. So like I made another joke of like, I was going to kick you out anyway, even though I don't think I was.
Yeah.
And then she leaves. And then David's like, I'll be right back. And the set kind of
like it got quiet, obviously, just because we weren't filming. So nobody wanted to like say or do anything or whatever, like get rid of any material. But I recognized her from a video that she had done with Hunter March earlier, where she's very like wild and out there and like sexually forward. And up until that point, it wasn't like you were asking questions about bringing the girls home to your mom. And like one girl's a porn star on there. And so we were joking about having things to be wholesome. And so I thought she was just like, I don't want to do wholesome. This isn't for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, so then she leaves the set and I was like, oh, that was a funny prank by David. And then David like follows her and it's been a very long time. And I'm like,
very long. That set was awkwardly quiet. I was like, for
wait,
so long.
Was that not a joke? So I leave and I go find David. I'm like, hey, wait, was that not a joke? He's like, oh no, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, David. Usually I don't get upset about these things. It's just close to Mother's Day and it really struck a chord and I got really sad.
And her birthday is the day before Mother's Day as well.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, David, can I please apologize to her? And she didn't want anybody to know because not anybody to know. She didn't want people to know the reason she left was because she got upset. She just, you know, wanted to keep it to herself. And she told David, she's like, it's not anybody's fault. It's just me feeling this way. Like, I said, I like dark humor. It's just what it was. But I just felt so bad that I don't know.
I've never seen that much empathy or.
Whoa. What are you going to say? Like, you ever seen me empathetic?
No, I have seen you empathetic. Hell. But like that was like another level of empathy that I hadn't seen from you.
Well, you don't want to make fun of someone's dead mom if they don't actually want you to make fun of them.
I know. I'm just saying.
So I tried to go talk to her. She didn't want, she was just like, hey, I'm just, I, you know, it's nobody's fault. I just, you know, kind of got a little upset. So I sent her a DM afterwards and I just very long, like, hey, I really apologize. I hope, I thought, you know, I was just trying to make a funny situation in the video. I thought you liked dark humor. So that's why I kind of press the gas on the jokes, and I shouldn't have if I knew it would affect you like that. And if I would have known, I thought you were joking when you left the set, or else I would have followed you immediately and apologized. But she hasn't seen it, so I DM'd her. But
I was gonna ask, that was gonna be my next question. If, well, she
apparently she wasn't actually upset. She just like
You just, it was just,
it
like
struck a chord. And I just, if you see this, I do want to apologize again. Yeah. And I told David to apologize on my behalf. So, sorry to you. What was her name?
I can't remember.
I don't think we should say it anyway, probably.
Probably not. Good. Well, I mean, people are going to see the video. They're going to like,
well, we didn't ask their names. They were behind a sheet or whatever. But, anyway, so that was an eventful week and I did feel terrible. So
that was rough, but the rest of the video was great.
Yeah, that took away my feminism card.
I'm not sure you had it to begin with.
I traded in my library card for it.
Seems like
one for one exchange.
Wait, so you traded in, so you got a feminism card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said you gave it away.
Oh, also.
Oh.
Oh, wait. We shouldn't transition from me being, I genuinely was empathetic about that. And now, yeah. Well, I forgot something that we were going to promote, and this feels like a bad place to say it.
Well, I feel.
Because of narcissism.
This feels like
a narcissistic take.
I feel like we're already past the point of, you know, saving this moment. So I feel like you might as well just go ahead and.
Okay, one, sorry again. And two, we're doing a live show.
Woo!
That's
exciting.
There's no way we should have put it.
The yellow, definitely not.
Maybe, okay. It's going to be in Burbank.
Hey,
man. We don't need that much applause. It is going to be in Burbank, California at Flappers. Let me see the date.
Is that an 18?
Sunday, the 28th of May, around 5 p.m. And the next day is, I think, Memorial Day. So they should have like Monday off, most people.
Oh, long weekend.
So if you want to see us, tickets are going to be in the description. It's our first time doing a live show. We plan
on. Tickets are already going to be in the description?
What do you mean, man?
Wait, I thought you said, have they announced it on the website?
Wait, no, we talked about it today, but I assume they're going to get us the link before this goes up by Tuesday.
Okay, I was just making sure. You said that we weren't going to promote it until it was on the website, and so I thought everything just got fast-tracked because you brought this up 3 hours ago.
Listen, act like we put this together for months.
Well, it'll be a month by the time.
Okay, we plan on having special guests. A lot of fun games, interactive ones with you. Hopefully have some merch there. And obviously if you're not there, then
suck it.
You mean nothing to us.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
You should have been there.
Shoulda,
woulda, coulda.
I would love to put your family in front of a firing squad, like things of that nature.
Yeah. That sounds dark.
It'd be cool if you could live stream it on the Patreon.
We're trying to get live people there, man. Now they're going to stay at home.
But what about the people?
You know how many people aren't in church anymore because they watch it online? You think you're feeling the Holy Ghost through a Ethernet cable? No.
That's a good point.
Alyssa. Well,
we can make a vlog and put it on the Patreon.
Also, we have a Patreon. Our goal in May is to get to, 1,000 patrons? We're trying to get to 1,000 patrons, and we're at, 300 now, and we really, really appreciate everybody doing whatever. And the content on there has been insane, and we did a Alyssa face reveal. And, again, if you're not on there, you're missing out on probably the best content this side of the Mississippi. And
that sounds about right.
Also, if you don't sign up, I'll punch you. I don't know, man. How do you promote things? Whatever. Let's move on.
Is physical violence
in the description?
Promote
physical things? Violence will get you to do anything.
Actually, that was a
Watch
good
this.
Point. No.
Get on all fours. What would you say right now?
No.
I have a gun.
No, you did this in the first after school special.
What would you do now?
I would get on all fours.
And what does that teach you, boys and girls?
I was in the second after school special.
Oh, here we go. She stole the show.
A lot of things. She's hot shit now.
No, I don't.
A lot of guys want to get in that clan.
No.
They did. Find that pearl. True. That's what I heard.
No. Mm-hmm. Not true.
That is true.
Oh, we're also doing a Patreon drunk episode.
So each month you'll do a bonus episode.
And these two are going to get blackout and just let me.
I don't know about blackout.
I think you guys might make out.
We're not going to make out. But.
Tease it. Dude, we're trying to get patrons, man. Tease it. Be like, hey, we might tongue wrestle. Go ahead.
Hey, we might tongue wrestle.
Alyssa, what's your take on that?
No.
Okay.
We won't.
You said you might show some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's going to show some skin.
Show some yitties.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
Dude, I have access. I might subscribe. Whatever.
I'm kidding.
Whatever. Alyssa's coming out of her.
Wow.
Your mom listens to this, I'll have you know.
She goes on one after school special and all of a sudden she's whipping out her yitties for all the patrons.
I'm kidding.
I don't think you are. It's very awkward in the morning because obviously we all live together. And anytime I have cereal, she's like, I don't know why you're buying the gallons when I got the jugs. You know what I mean?
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do that yet?
Lactate?
Yeah.
Have you found a male suitor to impregnate you so you can make your parents happy yet?
I don't.
Or now we're not talking about it. Have you prayed about it? I don't
want to pray. Oh, she doesn't want to talk about her family really wanting her,
like begging her to become pregnant.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No. We've both offered you our seed.
Wait. Okay.
No.
We'll get off of her. But speaking of babies,
when were you on her?
Shut up. Speaking of babies, did you see Kian and Ayla are expecting?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No,
dude. I know they just announced it like the other day.
Is this our first podcast guest to have a child post podcast?
Post podcast, I think so. Yeah.
Wow,
it's so. This
means a lot to me. Do you think I'll be the godfather?
No.
Why? Name eight reasons. Name one.
I can probably name eight of his. JC. JC's probably going to be up there on that list before you.
Do you think you'd be a good father?
Yeah, I think I'd be a good father.
What are some good traits? And I'll see if it's true.
I think I have a great capacity for love and understanding and patience.
Alyssa's falling off her seat.
Positivity in the household. I don't know. Just like... It would be, I would just raise the kid
discipline?
Like, discipline would be a little hard, but I did learn a lot of lessons from April when she came in my life.
All right, I'm your 14, 15-year-old teenage son. You're the dad, and you come in and talk to me about, I got an F in science. And I'm in my room playing video games.
What's your? Are you still Zach? Or
you can name me whatever you want. I'm your kid. Remember?
I'm not named my kid Jerry.
You seem like you'd name your kid Jerry.
All right, fine. You're Jerry now. Hey, Jerry, can I talk to you for a minute?
No, I'm good.
No, okay. I'm gonna talk to you for a minute. Let's put the
Dad. Can you close the door? I'm playing video games.
Let's put the game down.
I'm good.
All right. Boop. Turn off the game.
Are you serious?
Don't take that tone of voice.
Or what? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do it.
Get my belt off right
now. Oh, dude. You're just like the uncle, huh? Yeah, smack me with it.
Oh, Dad. How's that? I don't like how you like that much.
Well, do it again.
Well, now I'm not going to do it again.
Okay, so who won here?
Oh, Dad. Daddy. Okay, I need to talk to you about your grades.
You can talk to me about whatever you want.
Okay, I want to talk to you about this F in biology.
I want you to put your belt back on.
What do you think I'm doing?
Dad, can I be honest about something?
Huh?
Education doesn't matter. I'm smart. You know I'm intelligent. I mean, think about the way I'm speaking to you right now. I'm not one of these dumb boys. I'm self-educating on YouTube and things like that, and I think I'm doing a fine job. I understand what's going on, but during science class, I'm working on a lot of entrepreneurial ventures in my notebook instead of doing, you know, photosynthesis. I got what it is. Okay, I don't need to pound in my brain about plants if that's not what I'm going to work on for the rest of my life. Is that okay?
I understand that.
Do you understand? If you understood, Dad, then you'd let me be an individual. You'd let me be who I'm supposed to be, Dad.
Here's the thing.
I'm Jerry, Dad.
Here's the thing, son. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm very proud of you for taking this initiative. Hold on.
Ever since my brother Ben died?
I had another kid.
Ben and Jerry. you've been a helicopter dad, and you know I'm different. You know I've got special in me.
Son, I've told you from the day you were born that you got that dog in you. Okay.
And what I say, Dad?
You said, let me woof.
I said, woo. Woo.
Okay. But here's the thing. All right. I told my parents the same thing. I was just like you as a kid. And they told me.
You seem like you were a loser as a kid, but keep going.
That's really disrespectful, Jerry. I don't want you talking
to me. I'm just like you know, very popular among my peers. You just didn't seem that way. So I don't know if we were on the same wavelength as a kid, but keep going.
Anyway, okay, legally, I have to make sure that you get through school.
Why?
Okay, because that's the law.
It's a law that I have to get a passing grade in science?
You have to go to school.
And I'm going to school. I'm just not doing anything.
That's the problem, right? Because then I get a call from the school board. Then CPS comes and they have to do a check on the house.
Well, now,
Where
Dad?
Did you get a gun? Who gave you, dude? Okay, I don't.
Ben, before he died,
I don't.
We know what you did to him.
I didn't do anything.
And we heard it was a pretty rocky road.
That was probably the best ending that could have. I could have had.
Okay, kids, if there's improv isn't going well, bring out a gun and end it.
You can't say no. It's always yes.
Yes, and. It's yes and until you're not breathing. Alyssa, how you feeling? Dude, Alyssa's had an attitude this week. I'll tell you that much.
Excuse me?
It's whatever.
That's crazy.
Everybody has a bad week. It's not
Zach
a big deal.
And Alyssa got beef.
I don't have beef. She's got beef with us.
It sounds like you got beef.
I don't have an attitude.
And it's roasted.
And it's roast.
She needs to get laid.
Definitely.
You need to go on a Hinge date.
I need to get laid. Jared tells
me. I definitely need to get laid.
Huh. I wonder if there's a way to kill two birds with one stone here.
Absolutely not.
I'm not going to force anything, but it'd be nice to watch.
No, I've got my eyes on a girl. I'm just...
Wait, who?
Scared to talk to her. Yeah, stop saying her name.
Dude, she doesn't listen to this podcast. She doesn't even
but
remember
other
you
people
existed.
Do.
Who?
There's a guy...
Name one of our friends that listen to this podcast. Exactly.
No, there are people that listen to it. Fucking Brett. Brett listens to this.
Brett, if you listen to this podcast... Text me 8784 right now. We'll see if you listen to this podcast. Jared, what would you say? You're at a party. You guys, you and this, is it okay to say female in this climate? Or how do you want me to address her?
I would say woman.
Woman.
Okay.
Different post-menstruation woman. Let's put it out there.
What does that mean?
She bleeds.
Yes.
So okay. She's in womanhood.
Yeah.
You two were at a party, a kickback of sorts.
Uh-huh.
And... run me through when you knew you were attracted to her and then how you knew there might be potential for anything else.
Well, I think she's gorgeous, but also...
could you imagine being a woman listening to this and then hear that about yourself? And wouldn't you just get butterflies? Someone called you gorgeous?
Sure, yeah.
Hot takes with Alyssa.
No, it's very nice.
And then she also just has like a great sense of humor. And so, and we talked for a while back then.
Because we're talking all night.
And then, yeah, it was just really easy to talk to her. So I was like, oh, this is something I think would be good to pursue. And then I was talking to some friends about it. And they also agreed that it would be good to pursue. And they said that they are willing to help.
In what way?
Like wingman me.
You never asked me wingman?
I don't trust you, wingman.
Dude, you know I'm the best wingman. What do you mean? When it comes down to it, on the podcast, yeah, we're throwing jokes around, we're insults, we're jabbing with a knife and twisting, but out in the wild, man?
No, you always find a way to make it awkward and rip any sexual tension.
That is not true.
That is 100%
What? Name one time.
Mia.
Okay, Mia was not going to work out.
I can think of a few reasons why you didn't help it not work
okay,
out.
Okay, that was one instance that
one
I regret.
One instance, that was like a whole week.
I regret that.
Do you?
No, I've helped you out in other instances. And everybody knows about Mia, so we can keep her name in. I don't think she was ever into you. Okay, and the entire time we were in Punta Cana, the other girl, I was helping you out. I was talking you up. And you decide to do a handstand in the spa.
I was my own cooler in that moment.
You did
I was,
9 handstands.
I was my own cooler that entire like weekend. I don't remember a time until the last day of being sober.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
And you mumbled a little bit when you said, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm ready for the drunk episode. That's going to be a lot of fun. When do we want to shoot that?
Probably this weekend.
Hell yeah.
I have a few episodes.
We should get Zane and Heath on a drunk episode.
We can get anybody we want on a drunk episode.
I know, just fun.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Patreon link. Okay, so you guys have this friendly banter. You guys are talking back and forth. You think she might be into you. You're into her, definitely. And then you've reached out to her
since that night?
How long ago was that night?
That was too long ago.
Gotcha. And then why didn't you follow up with a text?
Fuck, there's a lot that's going wrong.
My mom's
calling you.
Hello, Mom.
Can you talk for 1 second?
Oh, that sounds
serious. Oh, I'm on the...
What are you doing?
I'm live on the podcast. Can it be heard by thousands?
No. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Wait, is it good or bad?
No, I just was really mad about something. I just wanted to talk to somebody. I'll just talk to you later.
Did I do it?
No, not even at all.
Thank goodness.
No. Okay, I'd love
wait, you. Say, wait, to say hi to the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Oh, we're also doing a live show May 28th. Do you want to come?
I think that's when your dad's coming. I think that might not be a good idea.
Yeah, but aren't you guys going to get back together?
Zachary, what? I love you. Goodbye. Have fun on your podcast. I hope you don't use terrible language.
That wasn't a no.
Okay.
I'll call you after.
Of course I'm not going to. All right. I love you. Goodbye.
I'll talk to you. I'll call you after just to find out what happened.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay. That sounded serious.
That didn't sound good. Okay, but you didn't text her. Why not?
I didn't know what to text her.
Anything would be better.
I realize that now, and now I feel like it's been too long. But anyway, that's that. More updates to come. Hopefully. Hopefully good ones.
Next week is just going to be you
sobbing.
Crying. And I thought this would be fun. I don't know if this is a bit, but awkward moments. I'm going to start with an awkward moment. And then you try to top it, like, no, this is more awkward.
Oh God, I'm gonna be so bad at this.
So okay, we gotta start light. Okay, a teacher calls on you and you weren't paying attention. Like that's slightly awkward. It's like, yeah,
You kind of feel like you got caught or something.
Okay,
your stomach makes a noise in like a really quiet but public place,
and where like people like you could be like a toot and you don't know.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's
an actual toot.
Oh,
but you try to play off as something else.
But okay, when you say two, you mean like a light one?
Just like you like bend down.
Oh, that's good.
I remember. Never mind.
What?
Nothing. I was gonna embarrass Jared, and I decided not to because I'm a good wingman.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp, thank you for sponsoring this episode. I'm not gonna lie. Recently, my mental health has been on a spiraling decline of darkness and thoughts that I don't like. But you know what has actually helped? Like genuinely? Therapy. And you know what I like to use? BetterHelp. And I know they're sponsored, but genuinely they've actually like really given me a lot of help in the mental space that has allowed me to, you know, be here. The reason I benefited from therapy because it feels like I'm working out my brain in a sense, you know? We go to the gym to work out our muscles, but we don't think of our brain in the same way. It's just like, oh, whatever the brain wants to do, it wants to do, and it can go left, right. We have no clear path. Well, therapy, I feel like, is a gym for your brain. You're training it in such a way to have a healthy mindset, a healthy vision, a healthy way of thinking that improves just absolutely all aspects of life. I don't know if there's a single thing on this earth that I can advocate more towards than therapy, honestly.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, it's super convenient, and it's flexible to your schedule. All you have to do to get started is just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist.
Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dropouts to get 10% off your first month today. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dropouts. Honestly, guys, I know this is sponsored, but when I say therapy can just take you to another level of being a human being in the most positive way, I couldn't advocate for it enough. So please give it a try.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
How are you going to embarrass me?
I just remember a time you've done that.
I farted?
When did I do that?
Whenever we were at Saxon's house that first time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. So let's just talk about it. It's a long time ago. So Jared and I are over our friend Saxon's house, and like, not in a weird way. She's an attractive woman, right?
Uh-huh.
We're all just chilling on the bed. This is Jared's like first time really talking to her. And we're all just hanging out on the bed, just having normal conversation, like deep into the night. And then Jared just like lets one rip on accident. And then just like,
I don't think it was like a let one rip. I think it was just like, I was trying to like control it.
But in that moment, what was your thought?
I wanted to kill myself. What are you talking about? What was my thought? I only had one thought.
Did we ever talk about it?
I don't know. I just like, it was one of those where you like, you, I guess you try to like fart inside your body. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you like internalize the fart. You like reverse osmosis this fart in your intestines.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. But
okay, maybe it's because I feel like sometimes I can be
a little gassy.
An extra gassy individual. And now that I've started like working out and eating more and like focusing on my protein
and your gut health
and my gut health, I'm getting the protein farts bad.
Okay. I thought you were going to clear it up. Maybe like, no. I fixed the issue. Working out helped the digestion.
No, the protein's making it worse. Dude, it's bad.
Alyssa, is this true? You work out with them?
I haven't noticed anything.
No. At the gym, it's fine because that's like early in the morning.
Except for that one day he had to leave because he was about to blow up the bathroom.
We didn't talk about this. Okay, yeah. So there was one day at the gym, we were doing legs. But the night before, I had ordered. It was the night I ate my Indian food, right? Because I'd been craving it. I was so excited. I got low-level spicy. Low-level spicy because I know Indian food fucks me up, okay? But I love it. I love the taste. And I housed it. And then the next morning, we're doing legs. And I'm just like, I mm-hmm. literally was about to explode. And like, thank God.
Gods. It's Hinduism.
The gym that we go to has an individual bathroom on the weight floor, right? And so I go in there, I do the first round, right? But I'm kind of, I don't want other people.
In the Muhammad Ali came out of you?
We see the same people every day at the gym. And so I don't, and there's always a line for this bathroom. And I didn't want the next person to like know that I was pooping. So I was trying to rush and I didn't get it all out. And so we're over there like doing squats or like RDLs. And I was just like, I'm literally about to spray this squat rack.
Hey, man, if any potential girls were listening and were interested in Jared, so sorry you had to leave.
And so I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I go to Alyssa. And I was like, Alyssa, I need your keys. And she goes, what? I was like, I'm going to be back in 15 minutes. Okay. Here, I sent her like the rest of the workout. And I was like, just do this. Okay. I'll be back before you have to leave. And then I'll just walk home or whatever. Right. I sprinted out of there. But like, well, I guess I should say like the walk, the fast walk or whatever, because I was clenching, dude. It was taking.
And then in that moment, were you more or less attracted to him?
Never.
Gotcha. Man, it's been tough to set you guys up. I'm going to be completely honest.
But yeah, so I did. That was the closest that in recent memory I've ever come to shitting my pants as an adult.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Your watch says time to stand up. You don't care. Mm-mm. Technology doesn't rule you.
I care more about this podcast than standing up.
Really took a stance on that. Let's get into some of those questions.
Are you annoyed that we're not going to Stagecoach?
Am I annoyed?
Or not annoyed. Are you bummed, I should say?
No.
I know you like music festivals aren't your thing, but it's a country.
I love country music. It's just, where is Stagecoach?
Coachella.
Yeah, it'd be fun, but I'm not like beat up about it.
Oh, okay.
Why are you beat up about it?
I guess beat up's a strong word.
If I planned it a little bit more, like it just happened so fast that I, you know,
it does happen so fast. People started talking about Coachella that just happened, and I was like, we're already that far into the year. I just like, oh, it would be so much fun.
Give me a country word.
Straw.
I had a straw in my mouth, but not your kisses. My truck's so low now, no more misses. I wish you were with me right by my side, because that's the last straw when you walked out my life.
That was good.
Thank you. Woo! Okay, so welcome back to the segment of Dropout Advice. Is that what it's called?
Oh, we have advice questions?
I don't think we ever named it, but yeah.
What's the email? You guys want advice from two people that give terrible advice.
Dropoutsadvice@gmail.com.
Hell yeah, brother.
This one's not like long, but it's like just,
okay.
There's some backstory.
All right.
Okay, so I have this guy friend. We've been friends for a while. I've always thought of him just as a friend, even though I've heard rumors of him liking me a few years ago. But recently, we started to get a lot closer and gravitate towards each other at football games and school events.
God, that's the best.
Oh, dude, that is such that is a good feeling.
The best.
It was a few months after that I realized I actually started to have feelings for him. And a week after I realized this, he invited me over to a party at his place on Halloween. We watched the whole like scary movie thing and almost cuddled, but his friends started teasing him and then he backed off.
Those friends are dicks.
After this, things were kind of awkward because we both wanted to, but just didn't.
That's what you do.
What did I do?
I said, that's what you do. You make things awkward.
Hold on. Are you on another phone call? This reminded me of something and it made me really mad. And I got to call somebody about it.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Hey, man.
No, it feels nice. That's all I'm saying.
What feels nice?
The fact that I don't have to make a trek out west.
Why would you have to make a trek out west?
What do you mean for what?
What are you talking about?
The reason you called.
No, this is the reason I called.
Okay.
And first of all, I'm on the podcast right now. And I am so angry by you.
About me or by me?
Both.
Okay.
I remember when we were younger.
Oh, here we go.
We would, I would always have a crush on a girl, and they'd usually be in our friend group, and we'd go hang out. Yeah. Usually we'd go to the movies.
Yeah.
And dude, you know I would like someone, and regardless, and I hope it wasn't premeditated.
Delicious. Yeah.
We would walk into the movie theater, and you'd position yourself in a way where you would sit next to her and not me.
And I don't even know what you're talking about.
That really ticks me off.
You could have just said, it's easy enough to say, hey, take a slide. Slide one chair over.
No, dude.
Shot me a little text.
No, man, because you knew I was nervous about talking about women at that age.
Yeah, but you were just a weird dude. You had shit taped on your shirt.
That was elementary school. I'm speaking of.
It was all a blur.
Post puberty.
If I could go back, I wouldn't. If I could go back to any time in life or in any previous life, kill Hitler as a baby, stop the nuclear bomb, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would go back to fourth grade when your mom went on that date with Casey, and I would have killed her then.
Whoa.
I know. And I don't mean to bring your mom into this, but that's just the way
you brought her into this.
Well, she's in it.
You murdered her.
My one question is,
Jared, to shut the fuck up back there, Jared.
Skylar, I'll beat your ass.
Okay, that seems rude.
That was rude. But did you know you did that? Because it happened almost every time.
No, I like to sit by you. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it wasn't me. No, you would sit by the girl I wanted to sit by.
Okay, but can I tell you something?
What?
So now mistake, and if I'm wrong. And I may be wrong. I haven't been in the movies in a while. There's a row of seats, right?
Yeah.
There's quite a big row of them. So if I sat on one side of you, there is a seat to the other side.
Can you listen for a second?
Point.
No, Jared, I will break your teeth and make you call me dad.
And also,
I'm just trying to figure out. Were the chairs, were they just tucked in by twos? Is that what it was?
Can you listen for a second, man?
Why weren't you positioning yourself to be next?
I was
to her.
Trying to. This guy is a weasel. No, we would be in a group, and we'd all be walking into the theater, and it's like, okay,
before or after snacks.
I will bite you. She would be sitting next to
No, but seriously, let's paint the picture. If we're gonna just so I can get the right headspace.
Yes, it was. I got peanut M&Ms.
Were there ices involved?
I would like an icy. I probably can afford it. I also probably couldn't afford peanut M&Ms. I don't think I got any snacks.
And you weren't drinking a lot of sodas either, so I don't think you were doing ices.
No, I would definitely ask for
a lemonade somewhere.
No, I would get a water cup.
Oh, God, you were poor.
Okay, so we'd walk in, and there'd be another girl that she'd want to sit by. And so she would sit by. So the girl would be on one side. So there's going to only be one slot left. And I'd walk in, and every single time you'd be like, oh, I got to tie my shoe. Or you'd look around and somehow position yourself like next to her. And it ticks me off to this day.
I don't think that. I think you're drastically making this up in your head a little bit.
Listen, I got to go. But just think about how you treated me.
No, I get it. I'll take a think.
All right. Thanks, man.
Hey, Jared.
Hey.
Have a good day, buddy.
Hey, you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. Got me heated.
That's really been weighing on your mind.
Oh, for a while. This reminded me of that. I meant to talk to him about this years ago. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Continue.
Okay. So anyways, fast forward. They go to prom together. It was great, but nothing happened. It's been about a month now, and they run into each other all the time, but are just starting to avoid each other and things, and they have different friend groups and whatever now. So she's just kind of confused. She thinks she can accept just being friends, but also has made hints that they want something more that she wouldn't want to miss out on. But at this point, she doesn't even feel like we're friends. What is your advice that I should do? What do you think is going on through his head?
Where did the falling out happen?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So they went to prom together and nothing happened. And what does she say? What regard? Like, no, just no kissing, no whatever. And so I'm assuming the falling out probably happened after prom. man, that's really fast to like get whole new friend groups. And then do they go to the same school?
I feel like we're missing a lot of chapters.
There's
of
this book. So many chapters missing. Cause like if they're only seeing each other like once a month or once every couple months or whatever she said, like I don't understand.
Well, no, it wasn't like they're seeing each other once every couple months. They're just, it was the timeline like a month later.
Like they hang out?
No, like a month late. Like she was just skipping.
Oh.
Timeline.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's any animosity. You're in the classic, do we stay friends? Do we pursue something stage? And, you know, this is where I fall on it. Sparks and chemistry are hard to come by. A lot of humans, but not a lot of humans we like.
Damn straight.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the worst thing to live with is regret. Actually, I there's this thing on the Theo Vaughn talked about one time. He's just like, his mantra is ask her out. And that doesn't always have to be in the sense of, you know, a romantic partner. It could be, oh, I'm nervous about this thing. Ask her out anyway. Oh, I want to maybe pursue this and like ask her out. You're never going to know until you ask her out.
It's more of like a metaphor. It's like, if you want to move to another city, ask her out, move to that city, take that leap.
It was great advice. But I think in this instance, you obviously are, that's always going to weigh on your mind. And I feel like it's going to hurt if you see them with something else. So just be like, hey, listen, there's chemistry here. It is what it is. I think we explore it. I think we go on a date. You don't really have a choice. So I'll see you this day. And dress nice, but not too nice. Don't show me up.
Don't be afraid to take charge of the situation.
Exactly. Coming like from a guy that won't text a girl. What was that? What's that?
That's rude. That's okay.
Okay, send her a text then.
I'll send her a text when my shirt comes in and I have an icebreaker.
Okay. When's your shirt coming in? It's on back order.
It comes in on Monday.
Yeah, but that's what I would say. And then obviously if they're a friend and, you know, the date doesn't work out, then you can move on into the platonic lifestyle.
Yeah.
But
I went on a date with one of my best friends just because people kind of like kept pushing us together and they were like, you guys should date. And we had really good chemistry. We went on a date, realized there was nothing romantic. And then just went and hung out with friends later that night, but still friends since then. So like, just because you go on a date and maybe it doesn't work out or whatever, it's not the end of the world. Like, you can still be friends with that person. So,
but sometimes it is the end of the world. All right, what's the next one?
Okay.
Okay. So this person said they started a job over a year ago and they really hit it off with their coworker. We flirted a lot and I think she likes me, but I haven't asked her out because it's not allowed in the workplace. I'm perfectly okay with just being friends. Recently, a guy she used to talk to started working with us, and now she only talks to him and avoids me. We talked about him coming to work with us and how she genuinely doesn't want him to work with us because he really hurt her. Oh my God. He really hurt her in the past and says he's kind of annoying. But it's still really weird for me, and it hurts to see them together. All I want her in my life, but he's in the way now. What should I do?
This guy that hurt her in a relationship is now working at the place that she works.
Yeah, with this other guy, the person who asked this question, that likes her.
But isn't allowed to like her.
Yes. Which, in regards to that situation...
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Don't shit where you eat. That's advice that my mom told me growing up.
Two different advices right there.
What?
Oh, I said don't worry about the work thing.
If you plan on staying there for a while... just don't do it because it makes things awkward if things go bad.
Name one instance people have worked together and then it went bad.
Me in high school.
You don't have any others?
You said name one. I think let's keep it at that.
Okay, man. I can think of one. Okay, you know what? I'll let you take the reins on this one.
Is that because you don't know what to do in this situation?
No. I would just be like, hey, technically... Would you like to go on a companionship adventure at a local restaurant and discuss work topics that have nothing to do with our personal interests and hobbies to see if there's any chemical connections in our brain to see if we want to be with each other forever?
Yeah, but
okay with just being friends.
If he's okay with just being friends, then just be friends, man.
But here's
I'm the love doctor. I'm not the friends doctor. That's Jared.
The problem now is that this new toxic guy, or I guess for her, old toxic guy,
got my PhD in STD.
She's avoiding the new the writer of the question, but
is talking to the new guy.
But at the same time, the writer said that she's really annoyed that her ex is working there and she doesn't want him.
That's why he's confused.
Yeah. Get him fired. Just plant drugs on him. you know, catch him like stealing something.
Or just put yourself in a position to be more interesting. And by being more interesting, you're more interested in her. Find out what she likes. Like it too.
Create a bunch of Google accounts and leave really bad reviews for that guy.
That could work. All right, next.
This might be hard for you guys.
Nothing's ever been hard for me in my entire life. Let's go.
Including
his penis.
This person said, This person said, I have Asperger's with lack of empathy and a hard... and a hard understanding of social cues. What do you think is the best approach to trying to make friends or to make current friendships stronger?
Oh, I just give up. Not really think anything you can do there.
Zach.
All right, next one.
That's terrible advice.
No, I think, again, it's identifying the people around you that you would want to be friends with similar interests, or putting don't try to force things with people that you might not be able to get along with. I'd say find the things you're interested in. Search around town of where the people gather that are in similar interests. Go there. Be very open. Ask a lot of questions. Be more interested in them. And I think that's how genuine friendship starts, is by commonalities. I don't think you can just force something because the humans around you. And if they're not in the same wheelhouse of, you know, your brain and what you think about, then would you even want to hang out with them anyway? So,
but also when it comes to, you said Asperger's, right?
Yes.
So when it comes to that, when you do finally find that group of people that have the same commonalities and stuff, you can either explain to them, like, not that you're like Asperger's has to be your entire identity or whatnot, but you can either explain to them your situation and ask for their patience and forgiveness and understanding if things do go wrong, if like that lack of empathy or not understanding social cues becomes an issue. And then the people that do give you that patience and understanding and have the similarities and commonalities of interest and stuff, then those are the people that you pursue the friendships with. And then the people that would make fun of you or just not give you the time of day after they understand the situation, just don't even pay them any
attention.
Screenshot that.
Making friends is hard in general.
Why? I was giving you the time of day.
I know. I always screenshot when I see the number 11.
Why?
Because 11's my number.
But what is that? What are you going to do with that screenshot? Are you going to look at it later?
No, I just acknowledge it. This is why I don't like talking to you about this sort of stuff, because you act like,
it only makes me want to beat the hell out of you. Like, it doesn't, it does nothing weird.
I just acknowledge.
Can I ask you a question?
Nope.
Why do you have a girl's hairband on your wrist?
I found it in my room. Oh. I love wearing them around.
Weird.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's a hairband.
It is.
It's 100% a hairband.
Looks like one of mine.
Two of them.
Oh.
It's people with really thick hair.
I found it in my room.
Weird.
Were you in my room?
Who have you?
Oh, let's talk about that.
Who have you had in your room?
Apparently, Alyssa.
I mean, yes, I've been in your room before.
Doing what?
Nothing.
Nothing what?
Nothing.
All right. Let's explain why you had to put contour in your knees, but not a big deal.
Oh, did you see the Disneyland fire that happened the day after you guys went?
Wait, what?
Disneyland burned down?
Not like...
in entirety?
Not like the entire
park. Happiest place on earth is now hell?
But no. What's the show that happens? It's like, I assume it's worth all the fireworks or whatever. It's got a name. I forget what it's called.
Fire show?
There's a dragon.
Could be.
Could. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what Disney spends millions of dollars on marketing and advertising and creative for.
It's a fire show. There's fire.
It's got a name or something, but they have like a dragon that breathes fire or whatever, and then that thing.
Are you sure
up.
That's not Universal? Hogwarts? That's a fire breathing dragon.
No, I think it's Disneyland.
They don't have a dragon at Disney.
Here we go.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember seeing a dragon at Disney?
I remember dragging these nuts across the Disneyland streets. It was a hot day.
Disneyland's Maleficent dragon accidentally catches on fire during a live performance 2 days ago. Well, not 2 days ago. That was when the article was
written. Alyssa, somebody's calling.
Answer it.
It was God. He said you're wrong.
I was wrong. But Hogwarts does have a fire-breathing dragon.
If we're always supposed to believe women, what are we? Dude, it's not a good case study.
We would have been wrong. We would have thought Orlando bloomed.
We would have thought Orlando bloomed. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, we would have thought.
That's one of life's happy little accidents.
Universal Orlando burned down.
What are you laughing at over there?
She's laughing that I fucked up while we were making fun of her.
Yeah, that is a tough thing.
Yeah.
You cannot stutter when making fun of people. Mm-mm.
All right, we get it, okay? You can stop laughing. I saw an ad.
Sorry.
So it was an ad that popped up on my Instagram. It had Aubrey Plaza on it. And have you seen this? It's for wood milk.
Mm-mm.
And it's crazy.
Is that crazy?
So, well, I was watching the ad and it was...
Hold on, Alyssa's dying.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Don't worry about her.
I was watching the ad and it seemed really well done. It's got a high profile celebrity in it and it looked like it was taking itself seriously, right? And I was like, these vegetarian, vegan, non-dairy people are getting out of control mm-hmm. with their dairy milk alternatives, you know?
Yeah, it's like if you're looking for wood milk, come to my bedroom. You know what I mean?
That's gross.
Okay, guys call it wood sometimes, Alyssa.
I know.
And then milk is white. It's like a play on that joke. It's a play on like a joke.
I think she's got it.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you wiping your mouth after I said that? But disgusting.
So then I click on the ad and I go to the homepage of mm-hmm. wood milk and it is a picture of Aubrey Plaza's face with a milk stash, but it's got wood chips in the milk stash.
Did it make you want to buy it?
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? There's no way this is real. And so I'm scrolling through and they're like the benefits of wood milk and stuff. I'm like, this is getting out of control. And so I go to shop. I just like, I want to see how much
they got you.
Wood milk is. And the only thing they had was shirts. And of course I scroll down and they're like, if you're looking for any actual wood milk, you should know that this entire thing is fake. And this is actually put on by the American dairy farmers.
They should know that you're an idiot.
Basically. And it's the whole thing is just like, oh, if you buy these, like all the proceeds from these t-shirts or whatever, go to planting trees. I went down this rabbit hole of thinking wood milk was real because of Aubrey Plaza. It was so well done. It was so well done. I should have known it was fake from the jump with her in it, but I just thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That you were duped.
I was duped.
By Hollywood.
Big time.
By big Hollywood face.
I was duped by farmers.
You already explained. Oh, we already talked about that.
What?
Alyssa thought cows blew up.
No, we haven't talked about that on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Where was that explosion? It was in like...
I don't know, but she was mad.
It was in Pennsylvania. Topic. A couple weeks ago, there was an explosion that happened at like a dairy farm, mm-hmm. right?
Many cows deceased.
And Alyssa and I are in the gym and I'm like, I'm doing my reps. And she goes, see, that's why I don't eat meat. And I was like... What? And she goes, they blew up the cows. And I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything about eating meat? And she goes, is that not how they kill them?
In my defense, it was marketed in a poor way.
Was Aubrey Plaza there?
I also didn't read the caption.
Oh, yeah. And so
you should have known that.
I thought they were just doing it to get it all done.
Just
make it easy, you know? Like,
you think what about blowing up cows and having to like scrape together the remains and sift shrapnel out of them?
They were just burning them. I don't know either, Jared.
But she's like, they blew up the cows. I was like, what does that have to do with anything? And she goes, they're mistreating them. And I was like, whatever. And I was like, that's like an electrical plant blowing up and being like, that's why I don't believe in electricity using power. It's like, it's not supposed to happen.
Then I thought he was just being mean because I was like, what are you talking about?
Alyssa?
So then
it was a miscommunication all around.
So then the rest of the gym trip was a little awkward because it was a little tense.
I'm so glad I don't go on your guys' gym trips.
And she does later admit, she goes, I only read the headline. I didn't read the article.
And I just assumed they were blowing up cows with claymores.
They just have them in a herd and they chuck a frag.
Was it IUD?
Yeah.
Just car bombing them.
Oh, here comes a big one.
Hell yeah, brother. Get the meat.
The Air Force is just calling in Hellfire missile.
All right. Looks like we got about six of them together. All right. Send in the Hellfire.
Oh,
man.
My dad was in the military. He was a backseater and he dropped bombs. Oh, Dad. Where'd you do? Where were you in war? Oh no, I was in, you know, Indiana, dropping bombs in the middle of the hayfield.
Alyssa's not happy with us now. She's got her mad face.
I don't care what she thinks.
I know,
dude. You know I treat you too well.
You do treat her well.
Yeah. What now?
What now?
So much attitude for someone that gets treated so well.
I don't have any attitude.
Okay, so we are about to go on to our after school special, which is we're going to talk for another 20-30 minutes of stuff we're not allowed to talk about in the webs. We're going to get into some steamy stuff in my life and Jared's life. Should I tell them what it's about or not?
Oh, should you tell them, give them a little tease, and then that way they want to go sign up?
It doesn't, you know what? If you see it, you see it. If you know, you know. Link in the description. Also, on a future episode, we're going to have Alyssa try different kinds of meats for the first time.
I don't think she's going to go for that.
You said you might.
No, did not.
We're going to start with a chicken nugget. Trust me, we can bully you into it. All right. If you stay till the end, thank you so much. DM me a picture of, if you have a second cousin, just send me a picture of them.
I don't even know what my second
cousin. But age appropriate.
Okay, we'll go first cousin. Any cousin. What do you mean age appropriate?
Above 18.
I'm not trying to.
You're not asking for nudes.
Oh. Sorry.
Just like,
did you think that's what I was asking for?
I thought you just wanted to see the attractive ladies out there.
I didn't even specify a gender.
You just said cousin.
You're right.
You're sick.
You need to get laid.
I was just.
You're way too horny.
No, dude, she's horned up.
Yeah, I know she is.
Making sure we cover our bases.
Why do you think she left this in my room? So I could come here in the middle and I'd be like, did you leave this in
here? Did not leave that in your room.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you guys. Love you and follow and. Dude, I don't know what else.
Send us out.
Oh, if you don't send, like this is what people, right?
Yeah, like
does
this.
Does that matter?
Comment. Yeah, it does matter. Okay, it matters a lot. It would be really helpful if you guys.
Everybody's clicked this off. It doesn't matter. See ya. Yep. Alyssa, put your shirt back on. Okay, fine. Patreon, we'll save it for there.